Good morning to everyone, all of you, and especially to all the fathers. Let me introduce myself. My name is Raja Brijendra Prasad. My family name is Paravali. My wife's name is Emilia Jacob, changed to Paravali. I was born in South India, a town called Kurnool, which was under the province of Madras at that time. And also this was ruled by Nizam, a Muslim king. Before I continue, I'd like to thank this church for giving me this opportunity to speak, not to give a sermon, but speak of my experiences of faith and my journey in faith and the song which I like. Born and growing up in a country with over 24 major languages and over 400 dialects, with various religions, rituals, castes, and many more cult followers. It is very difficult to keep your faith. I like to share my growing up experiences. First, let me give you background of my parents. My father, late Zechariah Paravali, was born in the year 1896 to a Christian convert. And he graduated in 1915 from Coimbatore. It was under the province of Madras. It's a famous agriculture university. And he graduated in the year 1915. My father was offered an officer's position by the then British government. He refused to join the services as he was promoting the freedom movement. My mother, Minamma Paravali, was born in 1900, was also to a Christian convert family. And my grandfather's, that's my mother's father, was one of the first pioneer pastor in that province. My mother completed her education and obtained her teacher's diploma in the year 1921-22. My parents were married in 1926. They had 8 children, 3 sons and 5 daughters. I am the youngest of the lot. My parents moved to Kurnool in the year 1933. My mother was appointed as a headmistress in Emily Girls School, Kurnool. In the early 1890s, the American Baptist missionaries established their base and constructed church and schools in Kurnool. Coles Centennial Church is one of them, Coles High School, and for girls and boys, and Emily Cole's school only for girls. After a few years, Roman Catholics established a hospital, schools, and a church. I was born in the Roman Catholic hospital in the year 1945. Kurnool is situated in between two large rivers. One is Tungabhadra, and the other one is Hundred. Before independence, Kurnool was under a Muslim King Nizam, I told you. My father accepted in the same Baptist mission school to help them and as a consultant since 1933. My father accepted later on a job in the government. 1942 was the year that the Britishers have finally accepted to let India go and declare their independence. That was known to them by the time. After the Britishers declared this independence back, he joined the service. 1942 till 1950, he worked as a manager. My faith journey started in the year 1945. When I was born, I had blind faith in my mother as she was taking care of my toddler needs. I studied in Emily Cole's girls' school. The boys were allowed only to study till the fourth grade. Later on, we have to move to the high school and middle school and high school, which is Cole's Memorial High School for boys and girls. Till my fourth grade, I studied under four different teachers. In my early school days, I started to sing hymns. My favorite hymn was "And Is Blessed Assurance, Jesus Is Mine." We sang in this song as third class students in our church. Blessed assurance is what I believe. Blessings are for all from the Creator. Blessings come in different forms and ways. Faith will drive us to our final destination. I was also a member of the church choir when I entered my 10th grade. The great teachings of Jesus attracted me, especially love thy neighbor as thyself. My reading is listening to the stories. My reading and listening to the stories of religions, fictions and novels, and works of arts by Shakespeare had a wonderful impact on my faith. My eldest sister, who is 15 years older to me, used to tell me stories, bedtime stories, of Three Musketeers, Count of Monte Cristo, and several. My father made me to read the entire works of Shakespeare every evening. Otherwise, he will never allow me to go and play with others. By the time I completed 9th grade, I finished all the Shakespeare works. One incident happened in my life. When I was in 3rd grade, I was returning from school, and some passerby threw a cigarette, and out of childhood curiosity, I picked it up, smelled it, and I never liked that smell. And the news reached my mother even before I reached home. Those days, everybody knows who you are, and before, even if you throw a stone, it'll be there, the news will be there with your parents. So it was a close-knit town. My mother asked after our evening prayers, and every evening we need to, not on the chairs, but we need to sit down on the floor and read our Bible and do our prayers. Then after the prayers are over, before the supper, my mother called me aside and asked me, "Did you smoke?" I said, "No." And my mother believed me because my father taught us, whatever it may be, never lie. That is the fundamental way my father used to teach us. I still follow those rules. And my mother very sternly told me that I should never smoke and consume alcohol. These two things she has asked me to do in my life, and still today, I don't do that, and I don't lie also. Though my wife says sometimes I lie. I was baptized in Kurnool Cold Centennial Baptist Church in the year 1959. In our congregation, the Hertz, Swanchu and Ernest were guests of our family and visited that church also. And he has seen the well where we are supposed to be baptized every, you know, all the baptism candidates. Our pastor, who was around 60 years old, took our confirmation class and baptized us. During baptism, my pastor told me, "Look here, I can't hold you. So you dip yourself and save yourself." So he's a very humorous pastor, and he has changed the entire atmosphere of the preachings. He used to preach not more than 15 minutes. That reminds me that I should try to finish under 15 minutes, which is, I think it's not possible, I think. And my wife says, keep it under. I don't want you to go on. But anyway, I'll try my best. My eldest sister-in-law had great influence in my upbringing. She made me to read the Bible every day and memorize few verses. And I read the Bible, Quran, Mahabharatam, Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, and few other texts from Sikhism. Every book of religion concentrate on peace. There's some who think that the evil is eradicated by different avatars. That is, God comes in the form of a different deity or whatever they call it, and they eradicate the evil. I think we see the parallel in Noah, Ark, and also the fire, the flooding and fire. So the same way they believe in. And also I would like to make a point on this is most of the Hindu pandits, they accept Jesus Christ as one of the avatars. But when you tell them that he is the only God, they do not accept that version. But that is their belief. Every book and religion, of course, concentrate on peace. Coming to my education, I continued after my high school, joined my college, known as Usmania College in Kurnool in 1960. During college days, I played and represented cricket, football, hockey, tennis, and table tennis. We were allowed to participate only five and can represent college events and university events. So I excelled on all these five games and represented and won quite a few trophies. And I was a good sprinter and long distance runner and won 100 yards, 200 yards, and 400 yard sprints. During the trips of my intercollegiate games, we had to go to a town called Tirupati, where our university, that is Venkateshwar University, is situated. So after the tournaments, we used to visit a temple called Tirupati Venkateshwara Temple. I want, out of curiosity, after the games are over, matches are over, we used to trek about 7 miles, climbing up a steep hill, and visit that temple. Those days, there are no lines, and there are no queues, what we call them. So we used to go and visit and come back. Now the situation is totally opposite. You have to reserve to visit even the temple. So the times change. But we used to go for the simple reason the Hindu version of communion, they sell the communion in the shape of laddu, that is round spherical ball, as big as, little bit smaller than baseball size. So we used to buy those laddus and come back. And also, a lot of people, the Hindu believers, they pledge something of their value that if their wishes come true, they will give those pledges, either it's in money or other gifts. And some people give their most precious hair. So that's why a lot of people you see shaven heads coming back from Tirupati. But this ritual I saw, which it's kind of funny to me, they make all the devotees sit in a big line and they wet their hair, and then one barber comes and shaves a little bit off their hair and move to the next one, not finishing the complete job. So he finishes at least 20, 25, and then come back to the same person so that they will not get up and go change their mind. So that was, this is the same equivalent, you know, in some Christians believe, and there is a place called Velangani in province of Madras. They also do that in that province also. Then my wish was to pursue in the education of medicine. So I was selected to give an admission to R.G. Carr Medical College in Calcutta, and in the year 1962. And I wanted to go there, and my mother was reluctant because that time, 1962, if you all remember, the India-China war was going on, and the Chinese got diverted to Vietnam War in 1963. So that's where that war ended in a different way. Otherwise, it was a big skirmish was going on in that border because it was northeast, West Bengal area. So I went there to join the medical school, and then I did not like the atmosphere. Somehow I felt homesick and returned back. And who was the happiest person? My mother. The moment she saw me, she said, "I'm glad you're back." And my father never uttered a word. He was not happy, but he kept quiet. After that, I wanted to pursue my graduate programs, and I forgot about medicine completely. So I went to Hyderabad, which is close by, about 120 miles from Kurnool. It's a big city, and there I wanted to pursue my graduation program in botany, chemistry, and geology. And also I wanted to test my professional career in the field of cricket. I did play for my college, and those 2 years, we won the trophies for the college. And then I got interested in air wing, a side, like here, you a second line of defense, what we call NCC, National Cadet Corps. And there, I selected the air wing, and they train you to join Indian Air Force. So when I joined them, I excelled in their tests, all the tests, especially pilot aptitude tests, and they graded me for jet training purpose. So I completed all the requirements and exams for that test. During that period, I was also selected to climb, sent for mountaineering to climb Pir Panjab Range of Himalayas. And in the year 1965, I went there, and we climbed four different mountains ranging from 14,000 to 18,000 feet without oxygen. And we were so much involved in all those activities and other activities also. I would like to tell one incident that took place during my trekking. The snow fell, you know, the fresh snow was there on the ground, and we were trekking a 16,000 feet mountain, and there's a lot of fresh snow was there, and I was the lead person. And as I was trekking, I fell into a crevice. And then, luckily, I had my ice pick and could immediately stop my fall. And we had also the ropes connected to the rest of our teammates. And with the help, their help, and with my ice pick, I could climb myself out of that crevice. And that reminded me, you know, the Psalm 23, that staff is your strength. And that verse, that's the reason why I like the Psalm 23 a lot. That gives me strength and also vitality, we can call it, vigor, or to pursue my spiritual as well as my physical activities. And we also did some rock climbing during that time. That is the time I found that what kind of strength you can possess on your real fingertips. You can hang your body on your fingertips. That was, you know, it took me almost a week for me to do that, hang on my fingernails. And that is a great feat, and that's all the blessings of God that is given to all of us human beings. Now I would like to narrate a few of my life experience so that you all can see where my faith comes from. My faith is in my upbringing and blessings that are assured. I also always think about Psalm 23 in that context, and also the blessed assurance. Whichever path I take, the faith rod will guide me like beacon of light along with my parents' guidance. I'm also drawn to Jesus' teachings, love thy neighbor as thyself, like I mentioned before. My first neighbor was my mother, my father, my siblings, my neighbors, friends, classmates, team players, colleagues, and so on. So when you can achieve in loving your neighbor as thyself, you can achieve peace and peaceful living. In the year 1969, this is where another phase of my life started. 68, I joined Johnson & Johnson because my mother refused, as I told you. She did not like violence. She did not want me to join Air Force, though I was selected. And my commanding officer was very upset because I did not join the Air Force and then to the jet training wing. And then I had to fulfill my mother's ambition. So I said no. That was the reason my mother said, no, don't pursue Indian Air Force. You go to commercial. So I started doing commercial. After, I think, 3 months, she said, I don't have money, don't do flying, because she never liked me to fly, first of all. And then, to pay my own fee, I joined Johnson & Johnson in 1968. 69, January, I came back to Hyderabad from Bombay conference, and then, first I met my wife, Emilia. And I saw her in YWCA, where she was staying as a research person in sociology. And the moment I saw her, I kind of fell for her. And after a week, when we met, and we played a little bit badminton and table tennis the subsequent days of 2 or 3 days, then after a week, I proposed her, I want to marry you. And she was surprised, dumbfounded. She said, what? And then she never spoke to me for 2 weeks. After 2 weeks of asking her, seeing her and everything, then she said, okay, I will, but first go to Bangalore and convince my mother. Her mother was living there. And then she said, you have to go to my estate, coffee. She has coffee estate there in Western Ghats of India. And I said, okay, I will go. So after that, she went back to Bangalore. Then in April, I went to Bangalore and met her mother. She first saw me, and I don't know what she decided. She never used to speak that much, but she prepared wonderful dishes for me. Then I thought, you know, maybe she liked me. But she has approved, and then I had to go and convince my brother-in-law and other sister and sisters and another brother. So I went there, and I talked to them. Then I said, they said, okay, but what about religion? I said, what? They are Roman Catholics, and we are Protestants. Then my wife asked me before, say, will your parents agree to marry me because I'm a Roman Catholic? I said, I have faith in my parents, and my faith will guide me, definitely. My mother will not say no, because whatever my mother said, my father said, okay. So that was like that. So we both of us did overcome the differences of our faith, though it's the same faith, but different path of worshiping. So we got married in the year 1969, and we are blessed with 3 wonderful children, 2 girls and a boy. My eldest daughter's name is Anju, now it's Bubinas. And second daughter, who is here, her name is Sanju. Now she's Sanju Pratap. Her husband is sitting next to her. And my son, who is living in Washington, D.C., and his name is Boyes Tejinder Prasad, and Peravali is his family name, my name. So he is blessed with 2 children. My second daughter is blessed with 2 children, 2 boys. And my eldest daughter is blessed with 1 daughter. So this is my new neighbors, I would say, because Emilia became my permanent neighbor, and we have been married for almost 55 years now, 54 plus. And she is my best neighbor, and we fight now and then, but still we reconcile and peace exists between both of us. And also I have wonderful daughters and son and their families. And another point I would like to make is here the faith. My father used to say, don't object to others' faith. Lead your faith. Whatever you feel, you do it. So with that, in my family, there are Brahmins, Muslims, Hindus of different religions, north and south, and also Sikhs. And with this combination of all these people, we still live in peace because we have our own faith. Now, I forgot to mention that the Emilia's coffee estate, even Ernest Hertz, they visited that place also, and they enjoyed, they know the setting there. Now, the coming back to my faith, especially the blessings and the righteousness and sin. I was just talking yesterday about Psalm 51, Ernest, and this morning briefly I went and visited his class. He was touching the same subject. I believe that, and these are my convictions, that we are not born out of sin, because Sarah was blessed with a child. So I believe that blessings are there from the time you are born or conceived. That's my faith. And different contexts you can take in a different way, but these are my faith. So I would like to read that, Psalm 51. Say that we are born out of sin, but my faith tells me that we are born out of love and blessings. This is also, if you told by Jesus, if you dig deeper into his teachings, and you'll understand. My parents taught us never question others' faith, as I told you. You be a role model all the time by following your own faith so that others will be guided or follow you. It is very difficult, but can be done with faith as driving force, with the support of family and friends. Without their support, our faith will not withstand. And of course, the church is fundamental, foundation for our temple, whatever you are going to, is the fundamental foundation for our faith. Also, faith is ever-changing, but your faith, if you're strong, you will sustain, because in this world, the socio-economic, political, and many other factors constantly change our livelihood and our living circumstances and way of dealing with other religions. Everyone's blessings are experienced in their daily activities. Till the last breath, we seek blessings, either to enter the promised everlasting life that most of us believe in. Our faith, I feel that, is a path that everyone chooses in a different way. I choose the highway, somebody else will choose the narrow way. Now there are so many ways that goes and joins to the main goal, that is your salvation, whatever you call it. And every religion teaches that. But our goal is there to go to that salvation where nobody has experience, but we don't know unless we go into that particular phase of our future life. And that path is our faith path, I call it. Your faith path will take you to your destination, and then from there onwards, it's a vacuum. Nobody knows what is in that. So, but our belief, each and everyone's belief, is that we will one day attain the salvation of everlasting life. And that is what I believe, that faith which leads us to that goal is very important. That faith is supported by your neighbors, your parents, and everyone you come in your daily life face to face. And And I think I should end here. Thanks a lot for giving me this opportunity. And also, don't forget to give presents to the fathers. Wish you all a happy Father's Day. Thank you.